Says Rav Kook, Aris HaKodesh Chelek Aleph. Amud Reish Lamed Aleph. This piece is called Koyach HaMedame. Power of Dreams. Bale Asaga Gdoilim. Those who have great Hasagas. Understanding. Koyach HaMedame Shalahem Hu Gadol V'Nisgav Me'ayit. Their ability to imagine is very great. V'Mekusher Im HaChizyonos HaYoyser Klaliyim Shebemetzias. They're connected with the great visions which are koilel the entire Metzias. Due to the great strength, spiritual strength, and its purity of the neshamas, Poyel Bahem Koyach Medame, as Pulasa Letzai Sirma Yonam in Iskavim. Their imagination becomes a tool for them to be able to comprehend, to understand great secrets. To behold higher realities. Shemes Hayonim is Gal Yadam. The light of the MS, it's revealed through the power of the imagination. Begiduyim Keila, with such revelations, Shein Shum Seichel Hagyuni Yochel Gil, which not even the human Seichel can achieve them. And it concludes, Al tihi akala b'inecha hispaschusa shakal hamidah. That if one sees, if he notices, that his imagination is beginning to blossom, should not be small in his eyes. V'rochzai v'tzachzachai, the gevura, clarity, shumakusha v'kdushasa v'tarasa, if it's connected to kedusha and tahara, it's an amazing power. Kivakise. This is the kisei which the Or of Chachma and Chaim Leonim Shoyim Alei. It becomes a chariot, becomes a kisei for higher wisdom, and in other places Rav Kook calls it Nevuah. The power of the imagination is a tremendous tool which allows a person to behold amazing realities. Very powerful piece, very sadistic piece. It's a very Hanukkah piece. It's a very Parshas Miketz piece. Of course, we know that Miketz, which falls out during Hanukkah time, but the two sugyas are related with one to each other. It's the Parshas of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is the tzaddik, which is most associated with Hanukkah, as we know.
Because the luchos were two. Right?
Yosef is a man of dreams. The Torah refers to Yosef, the Bala Chalomos, the master of dreams. To be called a master of dreams by the Torah standards doesn't mean somebody who dreams a lot. Balabais means ownership. Balachalaimis means that Yosef was the master of dreams, he was the balabas of dreams, he was the baki in dreams. He understood the power, the significance of dreams. This is why Rav Kook warns and he says, Al tihiyeh chalaimis kalabeinacha. Don't let the ability to dream be something small in one's eyes. We consider dreams to be small because it's just fake reality. There's nothing to it. It has no effect. It has no seeming connection whatsoever to our day, to our lives. It's just something which happens when we go to sleep, that our mind wanders and we pick up things here and there. A little bit of the subconscious comes out. And in Pnimius, dreams are very important, as is known from the ninth parak in Brachos, the detail in which the Gemara goes into describing the sugi of dreams, mamash sugi. There's a place in Torah where the sugi of dreams comes up, that we learn most about dreams. It's by Yosef HaTzadik, the Baal HaChalemes. And we find that Yosef dreams and Paru is dreaming and Nebuchadnezzar dreams, of which the Gemara comments, Chalome Shal Melech, when the Melech is dreaming, it's Chalome Shal Kol Olam. This is the Chalome of the entire world. What this means, in a deeper sense, based on the Zohar Kaddish, the Zohar says that dreams are not just left up to each person's individual mind. We think that the way dreams work is that every single person goes to sleep at night, he has his own subconscious, his dreams just formulate into pictures, his inner thoughts. Most of the time they're meaningless. But there's a higher source of dreams, as the Zohar puts it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sends out like waves of thought, deep thoughts throughout the world. And according to a person's kelim, which he has as he sleeps, he's able to interpret the dreams, the visions, the messages that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending out to the world. You can imagine like a wave, like a frequency, that according to the frequency that a person has, is he's able to pick up on that message. For tzaddikim, it's very clear. For a person who's a Torah, who's a Kadosh, he's able to see in his dreams exactly what it is, the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending out to the world through the dreams. But especially in times like this, where there's no nevuah, where there's kaman ruach kodesh, where we are void of all madrigas kemat. Dreams are still a mechanism, a vehicle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to speak to tzaddikim. Just like we find in Mordechai HaTzadik, that at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Golos Bavel, that the Megillah tells us, Vayeda Mordechai, Mordechai Yodas Kol Hashanasa. Rashi comments, based on the Gemara, that he knew Derech Haloim. That even at a time where there was no Beis HaMikdash, and there was no Nevuah, and they were not in Eretz Yisrael, they were in Shushan Abir, which is in the deepest places of Tumah. It was like Eretz Mitzrayim. It was the city of, the capital of the world of morality. Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated with Mordechai Tzadik derech chaloyim, which is like back way. That if a person maintains his kiddush and his tahara, he's able to understand through his chaloyim what it is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to him. And being that it is the Yosef, who was a great kadosh, who was a tahar, the Midas, the Shmiras Habris, which of course, as we know, was most upheld by Yosef the Tzaddik. He was able to be the Baal HaChalemes. He was able to master the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him in his dreams. He had a sagas which the other brothers didn't have. Which even B'derechem is the word Chaloim, can be mol ches, 8 days of mila. That as a person is able to be shomer the 8 days of mila, the kedushas habris, he's able to understand the messages of chalomos. This of course ties into Hanukkah, which is an Ita Yontif, which is a Bechin of Molchas. During these days of Chanukah, which are days of Yosef the Tzaddik, which is a Bechin of Shmir Sabris, as we know that the Yavanim tried as much as they can to make Zeres against Shmir Sabris. But there were Goyzer, that every single woman who was betrothed, that she has to go ahead and have a night with the Hagman, with the Tafsar, to defile the Kedusha Sabris, Bin Binashim, Bin Banashim. There were Goyzer that Yidden had to be Mafsik, Bris Mila, because Bris Mila, which is the union of Malchas, which is in of Chalaimais, is the Pesach from which a person is able to understand higher realities, which are only in this Galah B'der Chalaim. Even in a time, like we find by the Nesach Purim, that the Beis HaMikdash was B'churbanai, and Klai Yisrael was in a very thick Tzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated to Mordechai Derech Chalaim, and also with Chatach, with Hasach, who is Daniel, who we know was a tremendous Poiser Chalaim, as he was one who interpreted the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says that Hasach, who was Mordechai's right-hand man, that was Daniel. That you see that the Nes occurred B'derech, the Bali HaChalaimais. Ad kedei kach, the Chazal tell us that Mordechai was a nitzitz of Yosef HaTzadik. And they draw comparisons between the two, then in the same way Mordechai was the right-hand man of Achashverosh, Yosef was the right-hand man of Parai. And just like Yosef was driven through town, and they said, Avrich, they called him Avrich, and they called him, he was the Mishnah Lamelech, and how they praised him, so to Mordechai, that he rode on a donkey, on a horse through town, everybody said, Kachi Yasalaish. So therefore, Bris Mila unlocks a person's neshama, his kedusha, to be able to understand the Chalomos Shel Melech. Even at a time like it was again in the times of the Yevanim, where the Beis HaMikdash was betumasai, and Klai Yisrael was in a state of tumah, afal pichin, the Kohanim responded to the call. The Shomer HaBris, as the Torah says in the brachas which Moshe gives to Yaakov, Uvrischa Yintzayru, that the Levim, the Kohanim Befrat, they were what's called the Brischa Yintzayru, they protect the Bris. The Kohanim and Levim are Shomer Bris. Which we have many halachas in regards to Kohanim and to who they're allowed to marry. Kohen Gadol can only marry a Basula. They can't go into a Beis HaKvarais. We shimmer on the Tara. That at a time of Tumas HaMikdash, the Derech Chaloyim, that it was through the Koyach of Chaloyim which brought him a Pala to Yavon. Which is like Dimyoin is a Lashon of Dam Yavon. The Pesach for the downfall of Yavan, but this needs to be explained. And Rav Kook Be'emes already explained it. The philosophy of the Yavanim and the Shita of the Yavanim was that whatever a person is capable of thinking is reality, and beyond the gvul of the human mind is not bechlal reality at all. They understood that there was a certain godliness that man had, which is why all of their gods, they were all creations of their imagination, and nothing beyond their imagination, and they all had human qualities, as we know from Greek mythology. According to them, beyond the seichel is not bechlal reality. There's no metzias beyond the capacity of the human mind to behold. Whereas we know that when it comes to Klal Yisrael. That when we dream, there are dreams and there are dreams. There are dreams which are just futile, which are nothing, which are waste, which is just creations of our own imagination, milamata lamala, and that's nothing. And that's what the gods of the Ivanim are nothing. Because they didn't use godly seichel, the chalom shel melech. It didn't come milamata lamala. It was creation of their own imagination. It's like today's comic books. It's like today's movies. All matter of dimyon. Instead of being in a godly way, it's in a behemothic way. That we fall into a place where we use our imagination to try to be medamer ourselves to behemoths. Rather than in those times, they try to be medamer themselves to malachim. They had higher aspirations and higher understandings of the koyach of an Adam. But they understood a little bit that Adam has godly qualities. Whereas nowadays, the whole society is built upon the fact that man is no different than a behemoth. Which is why all the superhumans, all behemoths. How man could be like a behemoth. How man could be like a spider. How man could be like a bat. And he's called a superhero. The more that he can have animalistic qualities makes him like a, make him like some super. It's called the fall of the dimyon. Which is why it's called Golus Edom. Edom is also from the lashon of dimyon. That the Adam is like a dimyon. So the Nitzachon over Yavon means it happens by which the Adam is able to be toifes and to be mammon in a higher reality. Derechlal, higher reality means secrets of Torah. Because secrets of Torah are the parts of Torah which reveal higher realities. Whereas if a person learns Shor Shenagach HaSapara, he's understanding Torah within reality. But the Seudus of Torah reveals that there's a reality which is a higher reality than what we think. Then when we speak about what we call Partsufim, the Zeranpin, the Nukva, Abba Ve'ima, Arich and Atik, terms you're perhaps familiar with. What that means to say is that there's a system, there's a higher reality, which is more of a reality than this reality. Which is so much a reality that it makes this reality become like a dream to that reality. And this is why the Torah tells us about Yosef, that when he was in the house of Yaakov, the Torah calls him a ben zakunim, which Targum says bar chakim, that he was a man of chachma, that he taught him, as the Torah says, the secrets of Torah. That Yosef, who is the one who understands secrets of Torah, is also the one who is the Baal HaChalomos. That he was able to understand the higher messages of the Chalomos Shel Melech. That he didn't understand the dreams that he was dreaming as just being just creation of his imagination. These were messages from the king. So there's ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking, communicating with Yosef, who was able to be masig these dreams and what they meant better than anybody else on the planet, because he was the Ish, who was Shem Ribris, he was the Tzaddik, he was the Kadosh, he was the Torah, as if Cook describes such a person. That a person who is on that Madrega, not let Chalomos be Kalbeinov. This is the Oimek HaDvarim as to why Rashi, that I should say that the Chassam Sefer says that although the Niglus HaTorah were given on Shavuos, the Soidus HaTorah were given to Moshe on Chanukah. Because the giving of the Soidus HaTorah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Chanukah represented, even then, like a Refuah Kodem LaMakah, the defeat of Yavan. Because if a person has a kesher to Soidus HaTorah, to a higher reality, which the human mind can't understand, which is only understood to each person according to the neshama which Hashem has given to him, b'shas mila, that is the channel by which we draw down the koyach to be menatzeach es yavan. that the higher dreams are mevatel the lower dreams, that we make bittul out of the lower dreams of the Yevanim. So that's not a real dream. A real dream is like Yosef. A real dream is like Mordechai. It's like Daniel. It's even like Paroi. It's like we read about it in this week's Parsha. That type of a dream which we read about in this week's Parsha is Mevatel, the Chalemus of Yom, which is the Greek mythology. And the Kohanim have a special shaykhus to this. Chaloim is Gematria 78. Ches Lamed Mem. We take Kohen with the three letters. 75 plus 3 is Gematria 78. And the Gemara tells us that if a person doesn't have a good dream, he should show up at the time that the Kohanim are duchening. Because the time that the Kohanim are duchenin, as we know, we banish al olam, ani shalach, v'chalamoyse shalach, en yodei amahu, I don't know what's shot in my dreams, that the time of Birkas Kohanim, that the koyach and the bracha and the shef of the Kohanim has the ability to be mamtik the chalamoyz, to turn lower chalamoyz into higher chalamoyz. This is the koyach of the coin. And that's why in Birkas Kohanim itself, we have three times the Shem Havaya. We see Yivarechecha Hashem, Yara Hashem, Yisa Hashem. Because three times Havaya is also Gematria Chaloyim. The three Havayas, they have Koyach to be Mamtik the Chaloyimus. What's fascinating, without getting into detail, this is not the type of a venue this year, but we have in the Kavanah what's called Ner. When one says Lahalik Ner Chanukah, that the Kavanah is divided into six Shemos, a right side and a left side. That the left side has three Shemos called Eki Elokim and Adnos, which is Gematria 172. And the right side has three Havayas, which we know is Gematria Chaloyim. Together, this 78 and 172 was Gematria Ner. It's what the Ari calls a Yichud Shalom Benoya. This is the Yichud of all Yichudim, which in fact we say every single Shmona Esra Mechavin this Yichud when we say Baruch Ato Hashem HaMavarech Asama Yisrael Bashalom. At this Hashem, at the end of Shmona Esra, we always are mechavin. This yichud called Ner. One of the reasons is because it follows Birchas Kohanim. That after we say Birchas Kohanim in Shmona Esrei, we go right into Sim Shalom, and at that point we're ma'ayre these three havayas, which really come from the three havayas from Birchas Kohanim. That the Kohen has the bracha to be mechavin this yichud of Ner. And this is the Ner Chanukah, which is Mevatel, which represents the Nitzachon against Yavon. There's more to say about the Sinyan in Pnimius. I'll just mention the words, or maybe we'll have the opportunity this chus to talk about this in a shiur in greater length. The sugi of chalomos that as it pertains to Chanukah, which is agav b'derech zecher, that in the kavon of nachal that the Ari has, it comes out that there's a shem called ma, and there's a shem called dam. Together, it spells the word medame. That there's a nachal of dimyon, of higher reality of dreams. And when we say the Hadlik Ner Chanukah versus what you say was Nachal, we bring down a Nachal through this Ner, which is the Koyach of Dimyon HaAmiti, which is Mevatel, the Lower Chalomos of Yavan. But This is why the nace of Chanukah happened like the day of the Kohen. The Shemi HaBris, who were not mitami, their personal Beis HaMikdashes. That in their world, there was no tumah from the Yevanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Because their personal Beis HaMikdash, which is their Koyach HaBris, they were mitayar, they upheld that Kedusha. Because the Koyach of the Kohen is his makasher himself to the Chalomis Elohim. Like Yosef, who was begeder Kohen. That he's connected to the higher reality, which always helps to be connected to the Sodas of Torah. That through this light of the higher reality, it's Mevatel, the dreams, and the Shtus, and the Sheker of Yavin. We sit by the nearest Chanukah. We're looking at this light and we don't even know what we're looking at. It's not for the Sfar Magdashim telling us that this is called the Or HaGanuz. It's a piece of the HaGanuz. Or HaGanuz, what Or HaGanuz means, it's called the root of all creation. Because Baruch Hu came to create the world, he opened up by saying, Vayom Elokim Yihyor Vayihyor. And this was the creation of reality. When a person is sitting with Ner Chanukah, he's sitting with the real reality. Perish. To us, when we dream at night, that's a dream in comparison to the reality which we live in. Because we understand that the reality which you and I are realizing right now, that's called reality. And when we go to sleep tonight and we dream, that'll be fake. But when the Or of the Or HaGanuz comes into this world and we're looking at that light is more of a reality than what we're experiencing right now. And it makes this world and this experience in this world become a halayim. That this light of the Organas comes from the Pach Shemen b'chaysama shal Kohen Gadol. Chaysama shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. That there's an Emes which is revealed in this light of the Ner Chanukah. That this Emes makes our current reality become Sheker and to become a Chalai. That anybody who has a Shaykhis to this light, that light is his reality, and the reality which you and I know is just fake. Like the Noam Elimelech says, that this whole world which we live in, and all the things and all the problems which we endure, we have to go through the Nisyonos, it's not even worth one krechts, he says. Not even one sigh. Easy for a tzaddik like him to say. But if a person who is seen, who is makasher himself to the light of the Ner Chanukah, to the Or HaGanuz, then the whole world becomes a chaloyim. It's all chaloyim mishal melech. This whole world is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dream. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, of which Chazal say, Hashem Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah, we say in the davening, by Nisan HaTekef, we say that the life of an Adam is Kachaloyim Yo'uf. It's like a dream. How can you say about life that it's like a dream? Somebody pinches me, it feels real. But the Teretz is that when the Or HaGanuz is Nizgala like it is in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah, then you can say that this world is really just a dream. When we sit by the Ner Chanukah, which is the real emes reality, those moments that the Ner Chanukah is lit, that this world is literally a chalayim. And this is the emek hapshad as to why the minag is brought on the Shulchan Aruch, that as the Ner Chanukah is lit, it's an Isra Malacha. We don't do Malacha. Because Malacha means that you understand and you feel that this world is some type of a reality. But it's not a reality. It's like a dream. How could you work in your dream? that when the higher reality is awakened and a person is living and is experiencing the higher reality, what does it mean to do malacha in this world? No such thing as malacha. Malacha is a dream. That's what we say on Yontif and on Shabbos. Every time we eat, we say Shir Malos B'Shiva Hashem Es Shivas Tzion Hayinu K'Cholmem. That when Hashem returns to Tzion, then we will see that we were just dreaming all along. What's interesting is that the Ari has a kavana that the pesila, that the wick of Ner Chanukah is called Tzion, which is a gematria Yosef. That this Tzion, that this Yosef, when Hashem returns His light to Tzion, which is what it means to take the Ner Chanukah and light the pesila, Hayinu Kechomer. And then we say Oz Yimali Schoik Pinu. The Zohar says Oz, which is gematria 8, is a remez to Chanukah. In fact, Oz Yimalei is Gematria Chanukah. So after you say the words Hayinu Kechomim, the next two words which you say are Gematria Chanukah. Oz Yimalei Schoik Pinu. In fact, today, which is called Rosh Chodesh Teves, which of course is built into Chanukah, the second part of Chanukah, the Samoil, the left side of Chanukah, that the word Teves is like a lashon of Hatovas Chaloyim. That we know that there's a Seder that if a person has a dream which he's uncomfortable with, that he can come in front of three friends and he can be mative the Chaloyim, he can sweeten the Chaloyim. So being that during these days of Chanukah, that the whole reality is a chaloyim. So this Rosh Chodesh Teves means Hatovas Chaloyimis. That it's a time of year where Kodesh Baruch Hu makes, for these 8 days, He makes the entire 8 days in this world, at least as long as the Chanukah licht is burning, like one big chaloyim. And therefore there's a Seder called Hatovas Chaloyim. That even if a person's judgment of Rosh Hashanah was not favorable for him and his reality is not good, as the Svarim say, that the Choysam of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is on Chanukah, that's the real Gemara, that's the real Chasima. And the reason why that is because when Chanukah transforms this reality into a Chaloyim, then there was what's called Hatovas HaChaloyimais. That even if the judgments and the realities were poor for a person Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Chanukah says, what do you mean? If I could just take it up one notch and reveal the real reality and turn this reality into a chalayim, we could do hatavas chalayim. Another option is to go to a tzaddik. Because the tzaddik, he's always living in that reality. That this world is just a chalayim. Because he's connected to the great light of the Arganas all the time. And that's what the Gemara says, Kol ha-chaloyim is hoichin al harapeh. A tzaddik, his whole reality is a chaloyim. And so therefore, tzaddik goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. These two things are really one. The reason why the tzaddik is goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim is because kol ha-chaloyim is hoichin al harapeh. And the reality to a tzaddik is really just a chaloyim. So the tzaddik can dictate what's going to happen. Sitting by the Ner Chanukah, sitting by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzaddik Shel Olam. That for those moments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us, where the Ner is burning, the whole world is just a Chaloyim. And the Neiris speak good things for a Jew, and a Jew can speak good things for himself, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. That's what the Gemara says, that as the Neiris are lit, the Gemara says that the makar for making a bracha of Ner Chanukah is Sha'al Avicha V'Yageitcha Zekeinecha V'Yomer Lach. That it's a time that a person's Oyhavim are with him. That it's a time for a person to say good things about himself, about his life, That through the emunah that the Ner Chanukah brings out, it brings out a light that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'chazal agadol, allows a person to be able to determine a good shana for him, for Klal Yisrael, from this point forth. Even if in the stars it's not like that. That's the koyach of Koyisu Baruch Hu Espanei Yisrael. By the Bikas Kainim, which is the koyach of Yom Chofei Kislev, Koy Kislev. That it's makusher itself to the higher reality of Birchas Kayhanim, which is Nesgala Yidei the Kayhanim, by the Nesu Chanuk. And really this whole world right now which we're living through is just one big dream of Chalom Hashem Melech. That reality which we think is reality is really just Hashem's Chalom. Hashem is sleeping. Even Haman said, the king of the Jewish people is sleeping. And he knew what he was talking about. That in Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sleeps. That's what it says in the Zohar Kaddish. And that's what we say every single Erev Shabbos. We say, Hisayri, Hisayri. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wake up, wake up. Shabbos is a day where it's Me'ein. That's what we say on Shabbos, Shamalas, B'Shiva Hashem, B'Shiva Tzion, Hayinu Kecholmim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wakes up from his slumber. And Shabbos makes the days of the Vach, the days of the week, be like a Chalayim. That there's a higher reality that the Jew experiences in Shabbos. That he doesn't even know what it means, Malacha. What we're really waiting for is to wake up a Kadosh Baruch Hu from his slumber. And when he wakes up, then we'll see that this is just a fake reality. Because when Hashem is awake, then the whole reality is a higher understanding, experience. Like we mentioned last night, see that from the brother, from the son-in-law of Rav Leib Leiger, in the back of the Me'emes, where he says that there's two ways to wake a person up from his slumber. One is to call him by his name. One is to turn on the lights. To wake him up by calling his name, that's the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But if waking up by his name has failed, then we become Chanukah and we light the Ner Chanukah, we turn on the lights in the room. And that's how we wake up. And that's really what we're doing by lighting the Ner Chanukah. We're illuminating the world in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping, and we're trying to wake up the Ribbono Shel'olam from this Chalom, so that we together with Him can re-experience the real reality, which is what this Or HaGanuz is, what it represents. That the Or HaGanuz itself, the Ner Chanukah, is in itself not just how we wake up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the reality itself. Once a Yid was going through tremendous tzaras, and he was by his Rebbe, and I think it was the Balatanya. The Balatanya says, go to Shlomo Karliner. So he comes to Shlomo Karliner, and he shows up at the perfect time, just as Shlomo Karliner has lit his menorah. And he was saying Tehillim by the menorah. And he sits down with Rav Shlomo Karliner before he could say anything. Rav Shlomo Karliner says to him, doesn't say to him, he was in the middle of saying Tehillim, and he was up to the pasuk, Vayifakenu mitzareinu ki lo'olam chazdai. And he turns to this Yid, as he's saying the pasuk Vayifakenu mitzareinu, that Hashem frees us from our enemies, ki lo'olam chazdai, because Hashem's chesed is eternal. And he says to him, do you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you believe b'emunah shlema that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save you from all of your difficulties? And the Jew said, yes. So he says, Shalom Aleichem, have a good day, Hashem will take care of you. Just like that. There's a very big oimek to this ma'isa. Because it wasn't perhaps that this Jew really felt that way, but when the tzaddik, it came out of the mouth of the tzaddik, a pasuk like this, b'kedusha v'tahara, he instilled within him the emuna to believe. But in a way where he didn't even see that the Shlomo Kalenu had just injected within him that emuna by saying the words, v'yifakeinu mitzin and kilam chasa, he injected within him the emuna to believe it. But it also had to do with the Ashpah of the Ner Chanukah. That it's Megale, a higher reality, that all the Tzareinus in our lives, that they're all just part of the Chalayim. That for the moment we're scared, just like we may be in the dream, but when we wake up, we realize the Mafreya is nothing. That's why the Rosh HaTevos of Vayifakeinu Mitzareinu Ki La'olam Chazda is Rosh HaTevos Ka Chalayim. It's all just a chalayim. Even the word chazda is a gematria chalayim. Ki the oilam chazda, that forever it was just a dream. And that's really what we're waiting for. We're waiting for Kodesh Baruch Hu to be magale, the Or HaGanos to the whole world. That the whole world shall see that there's a higher reality than what we think. That Kodesh Baruch Hu should wake up from his slumber. He's sayri. So therefore Chanukah is like a chinuch of that. It's the first crack every single year which Chanukah goes by. It's more or in the veld. To the point that how can you sleep anymore? There's so much light in the room, it's not possible to sleep anymore. Let us hope that this Chanukah is from Moshe V'Hailech. We've crossed Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is the Bechin of Hatavas Chalayim. It should be a time that all the Chalamas Rois, the Klai Yisrael are going through Bechlad Befar, they should be Nimtak. We should see only the Toiveis come out of these Chalamas. Kachbuch should be Megalda, the real Ames, with the Or HaGonos. Should be Yizkayim Banu, Shehamalos, that Shira, the Shuvas, Hashem, as Shivasiyan, Ha'inu Kechomim, Bebiyas Goyal Tzedek, Mir Amin.
Amen.